Joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline to talk more about it, our pal from CBS 58 in Milwaukee, Kevin Holden, is here. Kevin, what's good, man? Where are you today joining us from?
Yeah, Marcus, I am officially in the Northwoods. We're a little bit near the Wisconsin Dells. One of those things where, you know, I'm having to hold an antenna up in the air and lean to one side to get good reception. So hopefully everything works okay. Hope you hear me well.
We got you good. I'm reminded of Tommy Boy, Chris Farley, and was it Black Sheep? You just got to get a signal wandering around the woods and keeping it up. But appreciate it, man. Hey, I'll start off with this. Kevin, just sum up this Brewers team for me. Who are they right now in your mind? Because I think a lot of us don't know. Day in and day out, we're kind of wondering, all right, how good can they be? And certainly some positive developments here of late with the Atlanta Braves taking 2 of 3. But you got to keep it up for the next 2 weeks. And I'm wondering, are they going to be able to do that?
Yeah, that's a really good question, because I think you can analyze this Brewers team in two ways. If you look at them in the moment, if you're looking at them you know, just from what you see from the last game or two, you feel good. Or if you look at the last week or two, you might not feel as good. If you're looking at it a little more long-term, David Stearns has built exactly what he'd hoped to build. He's built this really good offense, and he's done so around a couple of key pieces that he's got in place for a while. But the interesting thing for Stearns at this moment is to get to the playoffs this year, I think, is a bit of a priority, because he had a couple of things dropped in his lap by the MLB off-season market. The fact that Yasmani Grandal didn't get a huge market, the fact that Mike Moustakas didn't get a huge market, means that he was able to build an offense probably better than he anticipated. That's great, except now the pitching staff has to keep up, and without the bullpen as good as they've been last year, that's where you have to analyze this team. So if you're looking at it for the next few weeks, you want to stay competitive. I would love to see the Brewers be buyers, but starting pitching is going to be important, and right now, I don't know if they're in that same boat with the teams like the Dodgers and the Braves, and they're going to have to make a move for pitching to get into that category, in my opinion. So I think Stearns will be active, and I think pitching's at the center of it.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think the Dodgers are certainly the class of the National League right now. The Braves are not there far behind. But then it's really a murky picture when you look at a lot of teams that think they're in contention right now, including the Cincinnati Reds, who have vowed to be buyers this season, probably feel like they owe it to their fans after so many years of futility here. But, you know, I like you, I'm thinking, all right, what's the best blueprint for this team to give yourself an opportunity to win this year, but not sacrifice what's coming down the road in 2020, 2021, and 22 and beyond, because they are set up, it would seem, on paper for success. I'd like to have a starter, Kevin, but it feels like it's going to be a seller's market. Part of me wonders, are you better off going down the road of trying to build up that bullpen again and take a similar approach to what you did last year, where you ask for 5 innings out of your starter and then hope for the best with 3, 4, 5 relievers getting you through the rest of the game? Could you see that being a possibility at the deadline?
Absolutely. I mean, I think Craig Counsell, before the All-Star break, was kind of hoping that he could build the 2018 bullpen again. You saw him start to switch the roles back. You know, Hader's been a ninth-inning guy for a lot of this year, and then there was a little time where he was starting to throw Hader in the seventh again, and he was looking for the guys to fill last year's role. That was a great bullpen, but it was possible because Hader could get the most important out somewhere other than the ninth. Then you go with Jeffress in the eighth, let's say, and Knebel in the ninth, and you're good to go. Obviously, they don't have that same number of arms this year, but bullpen makes sense for a couple of reasons. One, it's cheaper. Because the starting pitching, and this has been the story of the franchise. This has gone on with the Brewers for the history of their franchise. When they have acquired a good pitcher, a good starting pitcher, they've made a great run, but the starting pitcher proves to be too expensive, and then there's a dip afterwards. This happened with Sabathia. This happened with Greinke. So the bullpen option is a cheaper option. It keeps you from depleting your farm system more. The other one is, relievers are a little more difficult, I think, to quantify what is good and what is bad. I mean, you know the great ones, but what Stearns did, for example, last year, getting an Anthony Swarzak, you know, that sort of deadline deal, those were big names for the Brewers, and they were big names at not a big cost, and it was because right. Stearns analyzed what was right. And you can mess with those. You can have guys. Who was the closer from a couple years ago? Was it I want to say Naftali Feliz that just right. sort of flamed out. But I think you can get there cheaper and better if you can analyze them right with the bullpen.
Yeah, Feliz, one of the few swings and misses for David Stearns, to use a baseball analogy on it, in his tenure here with the Brewers thus far. Kevin, final thought as we're butting up against it, but Keston Hira right now, people are excited, and with good reason. What do you think? What's a fair amount of excitement? Because we knew he was a hitter coming up through the minor leagues. He rocketed through the system. Things appear to be no different for him now at the big league level. That said, he is still a young player. And I brought up Corbin Burnes in segment one, where you see all the potential. Certainly, he was fantastic in the postseason last year, and then has had some setbacks this year. That's no secret. But you still, I think most people still like his long-term potential. So in the case of Hira, you know, where do you come down? Do you temper expectations right now, or do you just be excited and have at it for the time being?
It's hard for me to temper expectations
with him. I get it.
And one of the reasons why is sometimes a rookie gets on the scene and they get hot. They hit a flurry of home runs, and then the league makes adjustments, and they have that dip. The thing with Hira is from day one, there is this veteran feel to what he does at the plate. I just remember, in that first week or two after he was called back up, there were times where the Brewers would be in the middle of a rally and they'd be hitting home runs, and pitchers would start to work Hira away instead of in, and Hira would hit the ball, you know, to center or right center and get a single or double out of it instead of trying to hit a home run, doing what a lot of rookies would do and trying to be a hero. Like, Keston Hira doesn't have the number of games of big league experience, but you can tell that the mentality of a veteran is there. That's why I'm excited about him, is because I think, you know, I don't think anybody in the big leagues is, you know, is slump proof, but I think that Hira isn't going to have that same kind of dip once the league adjusts to him. I think he's good enough to be a centerpiece of this team for some time. And by the way, he's off the trade market for me. I mean, you would have to really bowl me over to trade that guy right now.
Yeah, I'm with you. It would have to be one of the faces of the league. I mean, I guess Noah Syndergaard comes to mind, but at this point, given the team control with Hira and what he has shown in a very short amount of time at the big league level, this guy figures to be a star in the making and a part of your lineup for the foreseeable future. So I'm with you. Kevin, always enjoy catching up with you and getting your take on the Brewers. I could do this for another segment, but we'll let you run and catch up with you down the road. Hopefully we're talking about a team that has bought at the trade deadline and looking to make a run toward the postseason. Thanks so much, man.
I fingers crossed that that's going to happen. Thank you, Marcus. And yeah, hopefully next time we talk, I haven't fallen in on some boat ride here in the Dells or something.
Enjoy that, my friend. Appreciate it. Kevin Holden, CBS 58. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. They work hard. You work hard. They treat you fair. For 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them at 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.